Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
We're on the air. You're on the air.
Sorry.
Lady, you're being very vocal.
She doesn't really know that we're podcasting because we're using the phone.
We're using the new iPhone 7 Plus. Oh, welcome to Not So Sober. That's why we didn't even introduce us.
I mean,
we're just rude.
What's up?
We're just rude. It is Saturday night when we're recording. Usually we record on Sundays. So this is a real Not So Sober Thoughts moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going out tonight, you guys. It is Halloween weekend, and Amanda, what are you dressed as?
A sexy witch. Ooh, and what are you dressed as, Megan?
Okay, maybe. I'm a Jurassic Park park ranger, even though Jurassic Park died.
But not in our hearts.
Not in our hearts. But yeah, so we're going downtown, on the town. We haven't been on the town in a while.
When's the last time we went out?
Well, we were going to go out, you know, Charlotte riot weekend, but, you know, the Charlotte riots happened.
Fuck those damn riots. Okay, so the time before that would have been, I cannot remember.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know.
We had to go back into the Facebook archives.
Yeah, because it wasn't even in, I know July, we didn't go, I don't know, I couldn't tell you, but we're about to have some fun.
It's a girls' night. It's just me and Amanda. No one else wanted to come. That's fine.
We'll make do.
We'll just FaceTime some of our friends in on occasion. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
But
so,
yeah.
We're just going to jabber. And I mentioned to Megan that we should tell ghost stories.
Yeah, so no Dirty 40 this week. I'm sorry. We're officially going to make 41, the sex part 2, technically part 1 episode, because no one could hear the part 1 episode. Yeah. And no one wanted to listen to the part 1 episode.
If you listen through that, you are a true supporter. Oh. I think we lost some subscribers on that damn episode because we plugged in the broken microphone not knowing it was broken and it made it echoey. I'm sure if you guys have tried to download that one.
And you're probably thinking this week, wow, their podcast sounds so great. Thanks, Apple.
Just on one phone, two girls sitting side by side.
Two girls, one phone.
So, yeah. Do you want to tell... You mentioned that you had one little thing to say, right?
A ghost story?
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Tell us the story.
Okay, so I watched this last night. So I told Amanda, I don't know if she watches this, but I was like, hey, BuzzFeed came out with their new Unsolved... new episode for their series. You watch that?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Ah, you're gonna love it. It's so good. If you guys haven't watched it, I will put it on our Facebook page. At least just one of the episodes, and you can go through their main channel. It's one of their different colored channels. I don't remember which one it is. But they have, like, the Zodiac they did one on. They did one on the Illuminati. So this week they did it on three. They usually do it on, like, murders or stuff, like, that really captures people. I don't remember the other ones that they did. But this week they did 3 in 1 episode.
Holy fuck.
I know. This one was Ghosts and Demons, which I was a little skeptical of. I was just like, I don't know. Because usually...
You never know. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you on that.
So the only ones that I remember the most, the first one I don't really remember. I wasn't paying attention to it fully. It was about some lady that had 1,000 freaking rooms. She died and she made some weird adjustments to the house. And lady's trying to get a little lick of Amanda's drink.
She has her head on my shoulder. I'm sorry. Lady. Okay.
Lady. Get old enough, but you can't have any. What are you drinking, by the way?
This is Diet Sundrop and Citrus Brunettes.
You're disgusting.
And what are you drinking?
Bud Light. Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
Oh.
That looks good.
We have the TV on in the background, and Taco Bell just had their one of their new promotion.
Taquito or something?
They used to have taquitos. I don't think they have them anymore, but anyway.
Oh, sorry.
Going back to BuzzFeed. It was, one of the stories was the Island of Dolls. You've heard of it?
Mm-mm.
So it's supposed to be one of the most haunted areas in the whole entire world. Right?
Yeah.
So it's an island that literally has dolls all over the island.
And no reason why, right?
No, there is a reason why. So the backstory behind it is that this old man, he lived on the island and found this girl... that was dead floating in the river by his island. I guess, in a sense, it's like in a canal. Mm-hmm. But she was dead, like face down dead. There's many theories behind the little girl and how she got there and what he felt about her presence. He felt like she was on the island. And so the reason why he started collecting dolls and putting, he has these dolls, Amanda, hung all over the island. Like, it's disturbing and disgusting.
Where does he get all these? Like, Amazon or something?
No, he just, like, would go into the town, go get dolls. Like, he had tons of dolls. Ugh. So, it's, like, thousands of dolls just hanging on this island. And so, he got the doll to make the girl happy. And I think it was supposed to be a possessed entity. And that was, like, another theory that that's why he got the dolls for mm-hmm. it. But anyway, as the years progressed, people got attention of this island full of dolls. So, they came to the island with dolls. And traded him for his crops.
Okay.
So he kept collecting these dolls, not only from him buying them, but from people giving him the dolls. Eventually, on the island, his family lived on the island too. His nephew came over, and he was helping him doing something. He went away from a while and farther deeper into the island, came back and found him dead. In the same spot where he found that drowning girl, in the river. In that same exact spot.
Ooh, I wonder if, like, another person's gonna come and replace him.
I don't know, but people still, like, go there and drop off the dolls. And so they interviewed the nephew on the BuzzFeed episode. Mm-hmm. And the nephew said that his uncle was very paranoid towards the end. Mm-hmm. And that the nephew as well has seen, like, the dolls, like, their heads turn and stuff.
Yes, I was gonna bring that up. Did you watch that Shane Dawson video? There's a Shane Dawson video, and it's like has like three videos of like dolls turning when little girls are holding them, and you don't know if they're true or not, but it's so creepy.
Yeah, he said that so then he had like a shrine, this old man did, yeah, of all of his favorite dolls, right? And so they go in there and they're like looking at the dolls. They go in there and his favorite doll, like, they went up to like go touch it, and this big ass spider, like, the spider's huge. It just pops out of it, and they're like, oh my god. So they're like running off the island. It's so freaking funny because they're running off the island and spiders are just popping up everywhere.
Is this on video?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm glad I didn't watch this yet.
No, so then the second one, well, the last one, it's the only other one I remember. The first one, I was just too hazy. I don't really quite remember it that well. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Sally House. It's actually in Kansas. A lot of people lived in the house, never reported, they reported, like, kind of, like, paranormal things happening, but it was never too severe. But they had one, I think it was, like, one or two families that they reported these, like, demonic things happening. And
I don't like that word. Demonic.
So, it was a couple in the 90s, it was, he reported having scratches on his back. They had it on video. They just had a bunch of weird stuff happening. And that one of the incidents that they talked about is that they had just had a baby. And the neighbors would complain that the baby's room light was always on. And the mom's like, I always turn the room light off. Mm-hmm. So then, like, one night, I guess a friend was sleeping over or something. They went upstairs because the room light was on. They're like, that's so weird. Like, we just turned this room light on. They went in there, Amanda, and there was a circle of bears, like the stuffed animals, and they were back to back. They was just in a circle.
Fuck, around the baby or just in
the... It was just in the middle of the room. They went, they turned the lights off, put the bears up, came back upstairs, heard something, and one of the bears had fallen into the middle of the floor.
Can picture this in my head, and it's creeping me out. Ugh.
So then I don't know, they just had they had another instance where the father turned around one day and he saw a little girl. Mm-hmm. And I guess they like looked up the history of it and stuff, and that there was no scent or no trace of the little girl. That somehow he figured out the name of the little girl was Sally. I think in previous owners of the house, multiple children had reported that they had an imaginary friend, and coincidentally that the name was Sally. So they looked up the history. They did have one person that lived in the house. That name was Sally, but it wasn't a little girl. It was some middle-aged black lady. But he also went into depth that a lot of the time that demons disguise themselves as children.
That's creepy.
Isn't that
because every
scary?
Little kid has fucking an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
I know I did.
So, I mean, they're gonna, if what they're saying is true, it makes sense if a demon feeds off something that had, like, a life source. Obviously, the best life source that you would want to feed off is, like, a child, because they have the most energy.
And you don't remember those things. Like, no one remembers those. I don't
know. So, then they also had instances in the house where the people that were actually, they stayed in the house at night, and they would be like, if you're here, turn the light on. Flashlight came on multiple times throughout the whole entire episode. Then they had a thing in the basement where there was like a giant stain, and they had reason to believe that one of the families that lived there were into like Satanist activity, and they would do crucifying like rituals in the basement.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me. It was in the same house where the bear thing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
That's in Kansas. It's called the Sally House. Shit. It's supposed to be the most haunted house in all of the United States.
I feel like a lot of stuff goes down in Kansas. A lot of serial killers.
You know, Dorothy and her and Toto. Because
everyone's saying, like, Kansas is just, like, Dorothy. Because Kansas, like, it's, like, more of a lot of more small towns where they don't have a lot of shit to do.
I know. Just ask my parents where they live.
Oh, did I tell you that I listened to a podcast this week, and we mentioned the BTK killer last week?
Mm-hmm.
How weird is this? So I was listening to this podcast, and they had this girl on, and they're like, oh my god, tell us this thing you told us backstage. Like, this is so crazy. And she's like, oh yeah, so back in the 90s, I went to the same church the BTK killer went to before they caught him. He was like this normal dude. And I guess he had a bunch of pictures taken of her, just like normal, like playing at the church, or like, I don't know, like, all of them, I think, were at the church. And the police called her and were like, oh, can you identify yourself? Like, he took all these pictures of you. So she was going to be, like, on the list of people to kill.
What?
Isn't that insane? After we just talked about it. Ooh, lady, that's my hat.
Lady, it's okay. You don't need to protect us.
You're fine. She's, like, she's, like, right behind us, by the way. Like, it's, like,
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's super weird. But okay, want to hear some ghost stories?
Mm-hmm.
Personal ghost stories. So, I was talking to Lauren this week because I had something happen in my apartment, but I'll save that story for last because it's a good one. But, so when I was little, I lived I had a two-story house. Like, we live in, like, a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. My parents still live in this house to this day. And me and my sister shared a room. And I think, obviously my sister moved out when she went to college. But a lot of, like, weird stuff, like, I'd go to bed and I would go to bed with the lights off. So I'd sleep, there's, like, our bedroom, and then there's, like, this little, like, spare room. Like, nothing's in there besides the couch. And then the stairs are right there. And they're, like, wooden creaky stairs that go above the basement. Mm-hmm. And I would always leave the spare room light on, leave my door open, and turn my light off. And, like, at least one night out of the week for, like, I swear, like, 2 months straight, I'd wake up and the light would be on and the door would be closed. It was so weird. And I couldn't explain it. And then this was probably when I was, like an eighth grade or something. And I remember one night waking up. I used to have really bad sleep paralysis. I don't know how to explain it. It happened in college a lot, too. And I'd wake up, and I'd be, like, couldn't move. And I'd be, like, screaming for my mom because I thought I could hear someone coming up the steps. Like, I thought I could hear someone coming up the steps all the time. Now, could be in my mind that happened a lot, but I swear this time in particular, I could hear someone slowly creaking up the steps. And I was, like, freaking myself out. And so I finally was like, Mom! Mom! And I was, like, trying to break out of my sleep paralysis while I was hearing someone come up the stairs. So it was, like, freaking me out. Finally broke out. And then I just sat there. And no one was coming. But I swear to God, they could hear me. And so finally, I was, like, because I thought it was an intruder. I didn't think it was a ghost. But you could hear these footsteps. So I finally just, run for it and go down the steps. No one's there. And I go to my mom. And I'm, like, did you hear me yelling for you? And I'm, like, bawling. And she's, like, no, what's wrong? And I'm, like, I heard someone coming up the steps. But no one was there. So that was freaky.
You think that, like, a ghost was in your house and it paralyzed you?
I don't know, because I had in college, though.
Yeah, maybe you have a ghost that follows you. I'm going to need you to get out of my house.
Okay, well, let me finish my story first.
Okay, and then you can take you and your liquor and get the hell out of here.
So, it was fucking scene. So, there's also an attic attached to my bedroom in that house. And it's just, like, this little door. I wish you'd been in my house because you'd be like, ooh, creepy. Lauren's been there.
We had a little door in my house.
Yeah. It's, like, this little attic door attached. And we didn't, like, have anything, like, to close it at first. So, in the middle, like, the night, the door would come open a lot on it.
But that, okay, we have that at my house.
Okay.
Too. That was not like a ghost thing.
Okay,
that
just happened. We finally put a lock on it, so that never happened again. But I think there's only one other thing I can think of that happened in this house, at least to me. I'm not going to say anybody else's, but I'm in college, like a bunch of my friends came back. Not you, sorry.
Oh.
Actually, I think it was just Lauren. Like, Lauren came over.
Bunch of her friends. All of them.
You were busy.
I was doing.
You were doing shit. So, Lauren came over, and I think it was, like, Jacob, Jason, and maybe, I can't remember who else. Katie, I want to say. Shout out to all y'all. We decided to play the Ouija board.
Oh, no.
Katie brought it over, I remember, at my house. And nothing happened when we played it in my house at all. But then they decided that we should go. There's this graveyard, like, probably, like, right down the road. Like,
you told me
the
story?
Yeah, I'm just telling it for the peeps. So there's a graveyard that's, like, right down the road. So we decided to go play a fucking Ouija board in the graveyard, which is, like, a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. And we sat there and played it forever. I think Jason or Katie was even filming it, like, just to see if we can get anything to happen. And it was, like, dusk. It wasn't nighttime yet. And we were playing it. Nothing was happening. I was like, what the fuck? Like, we're trying to get something to happen. And all of a sudden, by the way, I'm driving and I'm a terrible driver. Just want to give you that.
I can second that.
So my car's sitting there and we're all playing. And all of a sudden we hear from a short distance, ding dong. And I'm like, we all look at each other for a second and my heart stops and we just book it for the car. And I'm like already have the key in, buckled up, ready to go. And Jason and Jacob are not even in the car yet.
Y'all in? Yeah. All right, bye.
And they're like, oh my God, that was the neighbor. The neighbor did that. And I'm like, no, that was like, no, there's no way there was a fucking neighbor that did that. And they're like, let's just go to another graveyard. And I'm like, you guys can go, but I am not going.
Mm-mm.
And then we went back to my house and we decided, let's play light as a feather, stiff as a board. And
who's that, another devil game?
Yeah.
Did you play Charlie after it too? No. Did you just knock them all out?
Knock them all out. Bam, bam, just, bam.
Let's bring all the spirits in here.
Yeah. So I don't know what possessed it, but they wanted me to be the fucking person that they lift up because I'm most susceptible, however you say that, to demons or ghosts or whatever. And we're playing it, nothing's happened. We're playing it. If you don't know, you like someone lays down and closes their eyes and they're supposed to fall asleep, and then people put two fingers from each hand under the person and try to lift them, like levitate them, and they're supposed to whisper light as a feather, stiff as a board, over and over and over while they're trying to lift them. Of course nothing was happening, and like all of us were like giggling, and I don't remember much because I'm the person that's like on the floor, but all I remember is like falling asleep, and I wake up and everyone's looking at me like, what the fuck? And I just start crying and I'm like, what? And they're like, you just like fell asleep, because we all just start laughing, and then you went like this. And everyone like got quiet because they thought I was joking, and then I woke up like right after. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, we're done doing this shit, we're not doing this shit anymore. And that was the end of anything happening at my parents' house.
Maybe that explains all those times that we drank and you just turned into the Blair Witch.
For real.
You're really, we need an exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
But it only comes out when you drink.
Mm-hmm. For real, because I feel like I'm the nicest person ever until I drink like way too much. Because mm-hmm. There's a fine line of when it gets too much, and then you're like, fuck, I can't even be around. I'm the worst person you've ever met. Worst.
Yeah. She's punched me in the face multiple times.
Yeah. Twice probably. Let's not say multiple for the fans. But Megan, I'll be fair to say this, when I'm sober I tell Megan, punch me right back if I ever do it, and she has, so. And I'm like, she deserves it. We call her Coco. But so
the thing that happened. Oh, there's one other thing that happened at my parents' house that I mentioned to Lauren that I totally forgot. So Christmas morning, like probably 5th or 6th grade, we had carpet in my house still.
You just have a really bad luck with Christmases.
I do. I really do. So this one's not really that creepy. It's just kind of like, ooh. But we had carpet upstairs still because now we have wood floors. But I woke up and I was like, oh my God, Santa came, Santa came. And I was like, look, his footprints are in the carpet. Like huge footprints were in the fucking carpet. And I'm like, Dad, fuck, oh my God. And he like looked at me and he was like, yeah, Santa came. I didn't like put two and two together though till I got older, and I was like, there's no fucking way, because his feet are like my size, by the way. My feet are big, but they're not like big men's feet. It was so weird. I mean, it could still be Santa's, we don't know. But that's the last thing. So last story I have, sorry if I'm rambling, but so this just happened. I just got my kitten on Sunday, okay? And ever since I got her, I'm like, what the fuck? She, like, stares at random things on the wall and all this shit. And I'm like, keep telling my boyfriend, Josh, I'm like, God, I swear she's, like, looking at ghosts, because she just, like, looks at things and starts meowing and there's nothing there. But I got home from work, I think this was on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I went into my bedroom and I was petting her, and we were sitting on my bed, and I have a bathroom attached to my bedroom, and all of a sudden... still recording? Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. I was like, it's only been 8 minutes. all of a sudden, I look at my cat, and you know when cats or dogs get really scared, all the hair on their back stands up? She had that, like, times 10, like, all of it was standing up, and she was looking right into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, I felt, like, a cold, like you know when you get, like, the shivers, and I was like, what the fuck? And I, like, looked at my bathroom, and I was like, and I looked at her, and she was just like this, looking at the bathroom, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so I just walked out of there. And that's all, like, that was it. But she still, like, goes into the kitchen and meows at the wall. Nothing's there.
Yeah, I don't know.
So ever since I got her, I've been a little uneasy. I mean, I love her to death, and I feel actually more safe with her there. But I never felt ghost presence until she got there.
Yeah. That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
I think, well, I've had ghost experiences, but I don't remember them, really. I've had that one apartment... It's always when Rachel was there. Rachel
has got some ghosts attached to her.
Oh, I hope she comes down here one day and we can just put her on the podcast. She can tell us all the ghost stories.
Oh my God, she has a good one about DD4 that I think I can remember enough to tell, where she said that one time we all, this was when my brother...
Is the one where she heard the whispering?
I think so, yeah. Where it's like... I remember all of us left the apartment because we went over to my brother's. He was, like, right across the way. And we were watching Hunger Games or something, like, during the day, like, broad daylight. And she decided to take a nap. And she lived on the bottom floor. And this apartment had, like, it was, like, a townhouse. So there's a middle, a bottom, and a top. And so she went to take a nap. And we got back. And she was like, why the fuck were you whispering in my bedroom? Like, I saw you peep your head around. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like... What? I'm like, we've been gone since, like, for, like, 4 hours. Like, we haven't been home. And she's like, no, I fucking saw you, like, peep in here and whisper. And I'm like, I'm getting chills. I'm like, I'm being dead serious. We did not fucking, like, come home. I'm like, I don't know who that was, but it was not me. And I was like, I swear to God. And she was like, are you being serious? And she was like, I saw someone peep around my door and whisper. And she, like, even, like, yelled at them, like, go the fuck away, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no.
Yeah, that we named that ghost. It was before the Charlie challenge. We named it Charlie.
Ugh, creepy.
But it lived in the apartment that I lived in with her. Because shit would happen all the time.
When it should just get, like, knocked over and stuff.
Yeah, all the time. Like, I'd be in, like, the other end of the apartment and just things just start falling out of our cabinet. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That's the only thing that I can recall that ever happened to ours. Like, nothing got turned over that I remember.
I can't remember anything at the top of my head, but I know a lot of crazy shit happened when I lived with her.
God, we need to have her on the podcast.
I know. She has a good memory when it comes to stuff like that, too.
And she's a really good storyteller. Mm-hmm. I'm a terrible storyteller, but she's so good. I just have too bad ADD.
The only thing that I had that I was like creepy, like when I first moved to Michigan, we were sleeping one night. It was like a couple weeks in after we just moved in, and the alarm system kept going off one night, and we were like, "What the hell is going on?" and we just disconnected this guy that lived there before. We don't know if he's dead. We don't know where he went, right?
Where was this at?
Where the house that we lived in Michigan.
Oh, okay. So your parents' house. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he was, like, really paranoid all the time. He had, like, this, like, an outlet, like a plug outlet. And it came out and you could hide stuff in it. Like, it had, like, a little box.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had, like, a panic room.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, like, a cell phone line and everything like that. We disconnected that box. Like, it was, like, a day or two after that. The alarm started going off. Like, a lot. Like, during the night. We'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we had no idea. Like, we're like, we don't have any of the windows open. Like, it's not windy. Like, we didn't understand.
That would freak me out.
The next morning, I don't know if someone was trying to get in the house or what, but there was fingerprints all over the windows.
That scares me so much.
Because
I have, like, the biggest fear of getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, that's my biggest fear. Because my mom's always been like, if you get kidnapped, she tells me this, like, I swear to God, every year of my life. She's like, if you get kidnapped, you just fight. I don't care what happens. And I'm like, Mom, you're like, you're making me feel like I'm going to get kidnapped. Oh, it creeps happens. Me out.
I've never known anyone where it's happened to, but it does happen.
God.
So be safe out there, kids. Get mace.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Happy Halloween. Yeah, you'll be listening to this on happy mm-hmm. on Halloween.
Halloween.
So we do want to hear what you guys were this past Halloween,
mm-hmm.
or today, or this past weekend, or whatever.
Whenever you're listening to
you that. Can, you know, send it to us on Twitter, Instagram, you can put it on our Facebook page, whatever you guys want to do. But we are going to continue drinking, having a not-so-sober night. So we hope you guys enjoy some of our little ghost stories, whether they're personal ghost stories or, you know, old folk tales or mm-hmm. real.
Fuck. I'm scared.
Yeah, so send us in some of those too, because, you know, we're dying to know some of your guys' ghost stories, or if you know any folk tales or maybe some demonic events that
yes, have happened. I love hearing ghost stories. I can't get enough of them. Oh, by the way, subscribe and rate us, please. Rate and review.
Mm-hmm.
Reviews help us out a ton to get our podcast out there. So if you have just a little inkling of time on iTunes.
If you just like us and stuff.
Yeah, just like us and please review. Rate and review. Give us 5 stars if you like it. And if you don't, give us 5 stars.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week with our Sex Pot 2.
Bye.
Bye.
Lady, shut up.